Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest tonight is performing at Dahlia Hall on October 4th. The show will serve as sort of a Chicago homecoming for indie singer-songwriter Rachel Yamagata.
Gone, she's gone. How do you feel about it? That's what I thought. You're real torn up about it. And I wish you the best that I could do without.
Yamagata spent several years here playing music in Chicago. She sang with the great band Bumpus, but that was a long time ago, and Rachel has embarked on a tremendous solo career. Her album Happenstance and her single Worn Down put her as on the indie rock map, if you will. And now she's just released her latest album called Tightrope Walker, which is her first full-length album in over 4 years. Rachel Yamagata joins us now on the Download. Rachel, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So is it exciting to come back to Chicago? I mean, from your time that you were in here in Chicago playing music with Bumpus, is always fun when you go on tour to come back here?
It is, because I really feel like Chicago was what gave me my musical start. I didn't pursue music. I didn't know I was going to do music as a career. It really started in that city and with the band Bumpus, and they taught me everything I know. Like, literally, their chemistry was infectious, and the first time I saw them at the Q Club, I was hypnotized and and completely drawn. I was like, I need to be up there playing tambourine, doing anything, and without that start, I just don't know if I would have ever found music.
So, really?
Yeah, I love coming back to Chicago. Yeah, and actually another Chicago local, Michael McDermott, was a friend of mine, and I ran into him at the Green Mill, and he was the one who handed me a business card and said, call this guy, and this guy happened to be a scout at a record label, and that's really what started me on a path of a solo career. So there are a lot of big starting points for me in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about that time and thinking about being in a band, being in Bumpus, but also getting your start in music, what do you take with you? What stays with you, 15 years later as you're in your solo career?
I learned so much, and I really feel like we went through the steps that really helped to give me the muscle to do this. You know, we used to rehearse weekly, play weekly. We'd record at 4 a.m. when we could get affordable studio time. You know, we were all working jobs at restaurants like Tsunami and Kamahachi, these sushi restaurants, these amazing places. And the staff would come to our shows. And we really paid our dues in terms of, like, hitting the ground and hanging posters and, you know, recording what we could. And, you know, it was in those early days that I learned about all different aspects of really trying to get the word out about your music. And they had this great work ethic of perfecting songs and constantly writing and recording, and all of those things really helped me now, because I started with that energy to go after it and to give it my all. And it definitely wasn't one of those overnight success stories for me, and it makes you appreciate it a lot more when every time something happens, it brings me back to just being very grateful for this entire process.
Well, I remember seeing Bumpus in the late 90s, different places all over Chicago, Subterranean or something like that. But, you know, what I loved about the band is that it really was a diverse collection of instruments and instrumentation. For you, your solo career has namely been behind the piano. But this album, the new album, which is coming out, Tightrope Walker, you expand a little bit. You bring in more instrumentation, you bring in more more sounds. Talk about the evolution of changing the sound of Rachel Yamagata.
Especially with this record, I really had fun in a new role as a producer. And I took it on much more so than I ever have in the past. And my sound engineer and I really made a studio in my house and tracked, you know, everywhere from the living room to the kitchen to the amps in the closets or bathrooms or whatnot. And there was something about being free in my own space and having not being on the clock of a studio or having that kind of parameter to be held in. And it really led to a lot of working on Instinct. You know, we gathered a bunch of friends from Woodstock, New York, where I'm based, and had these fantastic musicians who happened to live up there, and people that I worked with and known for a while. And then I brought in John Alasia halfway through. And so the experimentation part of the entire record really led to things like me saying, oh, you have a saxophone. I didn't know you played. We have to put that on the record. Or like this, there's a particular song, Tightrope Walker. In fact, I was like, it needs something angular and edgy and almost uncomfortable in there. And I'm like, I need a particular sound. So I would just bang on things. And then it turns out if you pile a metal ironing board and some 12-foot ladders and various chairs out in the middle of the woods and mic them just right, then you can like get this crazy sound. And we had Ben Perowski, this amazing drummer who plays with Rufus Wainwright, yeah, a million people, you know, in the middle of the woods tracking these drums. And I had these French friends who I'd taken on tour, and I had them translate a letter that I had written into French and sing it in this monotone voice underneath a track called Rain Song. So I really just kind of went to town with the creative, you know, pot of different ideas, you know, and I think that's what led to a lot of the new sounds on the record, just having fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I mean, the process of experimentation and discovery, I mean, you'll hear a lot of artists who will talk about the process of making that art is what they enjoy. The coming up with the material and, you know, being able to express themselves creatively in the moment is what they enjoyed, as opposed to, you know, necessarily what happens after the finished product is done. Do you feel the same way as a producer, as a music producer now, having been able to be creative, to be able to do the things you just talked about?
I do love that, actually. I mean, each component of things has its, you know, pros and cons. Like, we're on the road right now, and there's nothing like live music. A live show is so spontaneous. You never know what's going to happen. It's a collection of people you may or may not have played with before. It's like summer camp. It's very grueling, but there's amazing things that I love about interpreting the songs for a live audience. And then the energy that you receive from the crowd is like it's a big thing for us. It like keeps us going, and it's a very interactive process. Record making is another form of summer camp with, you know, these musicians who, when you catch the right moment, everybody can feel the energy, and I'm fascinated by that. Yeah, but there is something to be said for the process, and then, you know, I won't listen to the record after it's done unless I hear it randomly.
Really?
I'll just happen to, I'll forget that it's in something, and I'll hear it, or, yeah, because you spend so much time with it, you have to kind of let it go, and you know, I'll listen back and want to change things, or I'll listen back and be like, oh, I didn't even remember we did that, or that was cool. So, yeah, it's interesting all across the board.
Yeah, Rachel Yamagata is my guest tonight. She is playing at Thalia Hall on October 4th. Her new album is out, Tightrope Walker. All right, yeah, I'm interested in that concept, too, because, you know, you've had several albums. You've had success, and a lot of the albums have been places where you've been able to write songs about heartbreak, about love, and then you take those songs with you and you continue to tour them and perform them on stage. So talk about your relationship to your songs. As you sort of evolve as a human being, how does your music evolve?
You know, they change. They definitely change through the years in terms of, you know, people ask me, do you get depressed, or how can you go through that every night and sing that lyric that's so heavy? And they change over time. And what I've found that's interesting is, like, you can always bring new meaning to a lyric that you wrote 10 years ago. And I found this out when we did this acoustic version of Happenstance. We just released this, basically the same record, but reinterpreted to just voice and acoustic guitars and any little trinket I could play in the room. But really, really found a way to sing the lyrics with a totally different meaning for me underneath each song. And you can hear it. If you A-B it, you can really hear some of the differences. There's a track called Quiet that I sang an ode to. Those are two of the ones where it really stood out for me on Happenstance. And there's such a naive, kind of innocent, heartbroken approach to me singing it. It sounds very young and almost like a little girl. And you hear it now, and it was like this irony or this layer of other meaning that those lyrics took on simply just because of what time does to a person, how you grow. And so I think you continue to find new things about your own material as the year goes on. And I think that's why it's always interesting to see what an audience takes away from something, because it could be entirely different than what you intended or what somebody else takes away from it. And that's part of the great thing about music. And certainly with the experimentation on sounds, I think I probably befuddle a lot of people who want to put me in a particular genre, and I've always kind of relished that about myself, because I enjoy so many different types of music, and I like seeing where it goes, and I always try and do production to serve the storyline. And another way that Bumpus was really influential was because they were such a diverse group, and they still are. They're still an active band. But we had, when I was in it, there were three different lead singers. There were elements of hip hop and soul and funk. But the influences were, they introduced me to Nina Simone and Tom Waits and Prince and P-Funk. And it was always a map, figuring out a map to do the right set list, to incorporate all of these genres and like see how it worked. And that taught me a lot about how to do it in my own set, and made me appreciate the different aspects and styles of music that's out there.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, you've made a career collaborating. I mean, you've had such great collaborations. I mean, just to name a few, Rhett Miller, Ryan Adams, Mandy Moore, and in different ways, either whether you're singing on tracks or you're writing or you're just collaborating musically. That seems to also come from the concept of playing in a big band like Bumpus, and also even with this record, Tightrope Walker, there seems to be an emphasis on collaborating to be able to find that experimentation with the drummers and the other people in the room. How important is that in your writing and your music to be collaborative, to be open, and does that come from somewhere?
I think for the writing process for me, it's hard. It's actually hard for me to co-write a lot. Like sometimes in my collaborations are, I'll hit on something more successfully. If it's for somebody else, I'm a good partner to write with. When it comes to my own stuff, it's very tricky for me to find that right partner that still really embodies what I'm feeling or what I want to be saying. There's a guy, Mike Viola, who's a good friend of mine, and we have a great writing relationship. We've done some of my favorite songs together, like Deal Breaker, You Won't Let Me. There's a bunch of things that we've done because for some reason it just works. We'll go into a room and come out, 2 days later with 11 songs, and it's strangely effortless. We just have a lot of fun, but it doesn't always go that way. So writing is a little bit different for me in terms of the collaboration. In terms of actually producing the music or making records, that's where I really love to collaborate fully. And every record I make, I'm equally certain that, everyone in the room plays a part in producing it with the ideas that they bring to the table. And I work very carefully to try and get the right people in the room. And it's not always, sometimes it has everything to do with vibe or energy, or just somebody has a knack for something, or, they contribute in a way that you wouldn't even expect. And I think I'm very good at surrounding myself with great folk, and I certainly feel like that we're in a collaborative state when we're doing anything musically, definitely.
The new album is called Tightrope Walker. Rachel Yamagata, who spent time here in Chicago with the band Bumpus, tremendous career as well as a tremendous record, Tightrope Walker. Thanks so much for taking some time out. You're going to be at Talia Hall on October 4th here in Chicago, and we look forward to seeing you. Rachel, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much.